Hi there. The word for you today is on weathering the financial shake-up. In the beloved Psalm 23, David writes, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." If you're in debt or worried about your job, I've got three or four things I'd like to share with you. Number one, don't panic. Turn to the source of all wisdom and read these words. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Repeat it to yourself throughout the day, or tape it to your bathroom mirror, somewhere where you'll see it first thing every morning. Second thing is, take inventory. In Proverbs 27:23, it says, "Know the condition of your flocks," or in your case, finances. Many people don't know how much they owe or what their expenses really are. So list your debts and fixed expenses. Then set a goal. And that goal should be to learn to live on what you earn, and then put the rest toward debt reduction. Number three, be disciplined. Head off problems before they arise by conquering the demon of instant gratification. When you don't know the state of your finances, you're less likely to apply the brakes and end up spending money you don't have. And fourth, be creative. When God created paradise, he watered it with four different rivers. So here's an idea. Start looking for other streams of income. Walt Disney was fired from a big newspaper for, believe it or not, lack of ideas. After auditioning him, MGM told Fred Astaire that he couldn't act and he wasn't much of a dancer. Beethoven's violin teacher declared him hopeless as a composer. Here's the point. It takes faith to see the opportunities and courage to overcome the obstacles. Number five, this is big. Be a giver. Be a giver. Hard times are the wrong time to stop giving to God. During a severe famine, a little widow gave what last remaining food she had to God's servant Elijah. And what was the result? Well, let me read it to you. 1 Kings 17:15 says, "There was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family." It's hard to explain it rationally, but your giving turns on the tap of God's supply.